It's Wednesday night and time for the Shadron State Sports Journal presented by Nebraska Bank.
We had a blitz called on that same one. So right as that quarterback was throwing, he was getting hit and it kind of threw up a wobbly ball that kind of just landed right in my hands. And then I just kind of took off after that and tried not to look back too much.
Big thing for me is I pitch with emotion. I need to be very focused and almost angry in a way in order for me to pitch well. I mean, a lot of my teammates are like, oh, hey, you need to smile. But I'm like, hey, you know what? I need to be focused and I need to be here in the moment and I need to be, you know, a little angry.
Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, visits with coaches, athletes, and CSE sports newsmakers. Here's your host with tonight's edition of the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank.
It's hard to believe we are already at the finish line of our eighth season together on the Shadron State Sports Journal. The semesters fly by faster and faster every year, and for our final show of the season, we get to look into an event that Shadron State College will hold on campus for the first time in school history. The Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference will descend on the Rock this weekend for the Outdoor Track and Field Conference Championships Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on CSC's relatively new surface and set up just south of the Chicoine Center. CSC head coach Seth Mischke stopped by the studio to share his thoughts on what it's been like to work with the athletics department in getting this event to town and on this week's final preparations.
Yeah, it started back in the fall, I think, as most people that host have weekly meetings, you know, starting in September, just to make sure you're kind of dotting the I's and crossing the T's, as they say. And obviously, it gets ramped up the closer you get, and now we're here week of, and you never know outdoor what you're going to get, how many days you're going to get to work on the facility in the field relative to weather, but we've been okay and be able to get things done in a timely fashion. So we're excited to complete some things here Wednesday, really clean it all the way up and make it ready to pop. For those teams coming in and coaches coming in.
Fans looking to come out and watch the action are encouraged to set up camp and relax, cruise around the grounds, and take it all in, with the top athletes in the RMAC going for conference gold.
Yeah, pretty simple process. You just kind of show up to the track and you buy yourself a ticket, and that gives you access to basically anywhere, any event you can get to. The throws that are kind of away over by the softball field, that will get you in there. It'll get you in the gate for inside the track. You know, we don't have a ton of bleacher seating around the track, but you know, we're asking people to bring their lawn chairs or their little Cabela's foldouts, you know, and plop it down on some grass and just get ready to make some noise and have some fun over 3 days.
The forecast looks pretty good, with temperatures ranging from the upper 50s to the upper 60s over the 3 days. Skies will be partly cloudy, and if Thursday's expected rain tapers off and doesn't linger into Friday, the meet should go on without any water worries. If things do get too sloppy or a storm does swing through town, Coach Mischke says schools can use the NPAC Center for competition and still have it count towards the outdoor championships. Hopefully, we won't have to go down that road. As for how the Eagles hope to do, Coach Mischke offers up some competitors to keep an eye on in the CSC colors.
Shane Collins is looking very good in the men's hammer, ranked currently first, I think, in the conference in that event after last weekend's efforts. So that's exciting. Creighton Tremblay in the 110-meter hurdles is right in there in the mix with that. Top three, I think, right now going into. So there's definitely some bright spots, you know, that we can look forward to. And excited about those others as well that, you know, are trying to break into a point scoring role, you know, on the squad. Say Kyle Savell, who had a great indoor season for us, you know, certainly trying to duplicate that outside now. You know, she's number one ranked in the hammer, certainly has capabilities of being conference champion in the shot put. She's proven that. And then I think she's going to surprise some people in the discus and maybe even the javelin, not necessarily for a conference title in the javelin, but maybe get in their score points, but capable of being conference champion, the other three for sure. And I would say she's kind of our lone representative, you know, at the top in terms of maybe bringing home a title. But again, got a lot of folks that are in there going to be battling for what they can give us. And, you know, again, a three-day competition with this level of competition, you just never know what's going to take place, and it's exciting to think about. Energy, excitement, commitment to what's at hand. You know, it's a long process, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It's the longest meet we've been to in terms of days in a row, so that requires some different things mentally from them. And I want them just going into it knowing it's going to be a grind, and we're good at grinding. Our team is good at grinding. So,
the RMAC Track and Field Championships will begin Friday morning at 9:20 with the 100 hurdles. Events will continue into the evening on both of the first 2 days. Finals are Sunday starting at 12:30, and the awards presentation is scheduled at 4:10 Sunday afternoon. Tickets are available for all 3 days individually between $5 and $10, and all session passes are also being sold for $13 or $27. The lower-priced tickets are for children and seniors. Tickets are available on the web at rmacsports.org. I hope to see you there this weekend on what is sure to be a very busy and entertaining weekend on campus. And that's our final CSC Sports Journal show for the season. Thank you to all the student athletes, coaches, and listeners for your participation, and to Nebraska Bank for another year of our great partnership in sharing the latest developments and the stories across Shadron State Athletics. I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins.
Exciting things have happened at Nebraska Bank with new colors, new logos, and enhanced technology. But there is one thing that you can bet that has not changed. The same personalized customer service and friendly faces you have come to know over the years. With 9 locations over the state of Nebraska and 4 of them in Alliance, Shadron, Hemingford, and Bridgeport, Nebraska Bank has made banking easier than ever just for you. Other banks have branches. Nebraska Bank has roots. Stop into one of their Panhandle locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks for joining us tonight for the CSE Sports Journal, presented by Nebraska Bank. Tune in Wednesday nights throughout the season as Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, chats with Shadron State student athletes, coaches, and sports newsmakers to get you the inside perspective on CSE sports. Listen on the free Panhandle Post app and download episodes online anytime at panhandlepost.com by clicking on the CSE logo for more Eagles content online.